Eric Hartley here at the Mid-America Trucking Show in Louisville, Kentucky. Right now is Ryan Barnett. He is the Senior Vice President and Corporate Growth and Development with a company that we're learning more about as time goes on, 120. Drivers, you may already know about this company. You may already have the 120 app. Ryan's here to tell us more about it. Ryan, welcome.
Hi, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Let's talk about 120. Where did 120 begin?
Well, we ended up talking to a number of drivers a year ago, and simply asking a question of what's wrong with life on the road.
Right.
And they came back with things like, there's not enough parking, there's not enough good places to eat, there's not enough places or ways to get to things. So, we just simply started listening, and a particular gentleman, Jeff, he looked at us and said, "I'm waiting for someone to do something for us instead of to us."
Wow. You know, that's one of those profound statements, you know, that kind of can be, okay, there's the calling. There's the rapping on the door.
Absolutely.
And everyone there at 120 said, we got to answer.
That's absolutely right. That's the day I heard that, I quit my another job and I started with 120. And it was just profound enough. A number of us had worked together building products for fleets, and we realized fleets don't need more products. They don't need to be more efficient. They're already efficient.
Yeah.
But they drive their drivers insane.
Yeah.
So how can we flip that model and instead make the driver, who is the person driving that truck and make the most important part of the entire trucking industry, make them the center of absolutely everything? So we started simply by listening, and we created a community called Truck That, which has grown to over 100,000 people that comment on things that need to be fixed in the trucking industry.
Yeah.
We got the Truck That app launched on Android literally yesterday.
Wow.
In which you can post something that stinks in trucking, a person, place, or thing that needs to be fixed, and share it with the community that's out there.
Yeah.
So that's grown, and we're just giving truckers a voice where they need it. But you can only gripe for so long before you'd start to do something about it. So we started 120, and it's a community-based application that really lets drivers have access to truck-safe navigation for free, something that's never really done before.
Right.
So we offer free truck-safe nav, and once they're on a route, we actually really work with deal partners to get them savings along the way.
Yeah.
So anything from 5-hour energy drinks that they're paying too much for at truck stops, we're literally bundling together and selling them to them in a cheaper, better way on stuff on things that they already buy.
Wow, really nice. And such a short time for this app to be out, and you guys have how many downloads now, can you say?
Yeah, so the Truck That is over 100,000 people that are contributing, and then we have over 130,000 downloads of the 120 app, and that's going up thousands a day.
Wow.
So this is a great,
just amazing.
Great show.
Yeah, and of course, you know, a lot of that is word of mouth of a driver saying, okay, you know, it's time that we, you know, kind of put our heads together, put our voice together, really.
Right.
And get something done to bring about this change.
Right, absolutely. You
know, and give us a little bit of leverage out here as well.
Exactly. And we're learning along the way.
Yeah.
To the point where we needed to learn more about life as a trucker, so we started a trucking company.
Yeah.
And with heavy haul in the United States across it, we're extremely proud to have drivers in our company that teach us what needs to be in our products to actually make them better.
Yeah.
What actually does improve the life of a driver? How do we make this for drivers by drivers?
Yeah. How do we balance doing this for 20 years? There's tons of, you know, there's always been the drivers that are willing to issue the complaint. How do we turn that into constructive criticism? How do we turn that into, you know, saying, look, this is an honest review?
Right.
Or honest feedback here.
Well, it starts with gathering and simply listening.
Yeah.
And we've done it. And if you call a corporate store today and tell them their bathrooms are dirty, they will fix it.
Yeah, right.
And part of it is simply enabling that at a mass scale. So instead of working against travel centers, for example, we're working with them.
Right.
Every time there's a star rating that gets under 2, we actually call up the place themselves and try to drive change directly.
Wow.
So it's not just ranting. It's actually driving impactful change.
We have follow through.
Follow through.
Yeah, because it's not just a sounding board.
Correct.
anybody can be a sounding board. There's, you know, if you open up a sounding board, you're probably going to get plenty of people at that sounding board.
Yeah.
Now what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And you guys are following through.
Yeah. And another good example is that the electronic login mandate. It's something that not many drivers like.
Right.
We're trying to tackle that differently in that we have a product. It's called, we really didn't talk about this, but it's called FELD.
Okay.
And it's fully compliant, but we truly understand that the ELD mandate is out there, and it's not a lot of people are happy about it.
Right.
But even though the ELD mandate may suck, your product doesn't have to.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So we've created FELD that is actually, we don't have a subscription charge to it. So unlike everything else that's out there, we're trying to improve drivers' lives simply by giving them a tool that most others would charge for.
That's that's great. So we're talking about an ELD,
mm-hmm.
and it's obviously going to be a compliant ELD.
Correct. Yep. But the F is fully compliant.
Yes. Fully compliant. That's what it stands for. So, again, no monthly subscription.
If you're an individual driver and you use this as the solution, there's no subscription cost to you.
Okay.
And then we've tried to make the hardware as cheap as possible. Today at the show, it's $99. If you have a Samsung device, they stepped up to the plate. They'll offer the first $20 off.
Wow.
And we're trying to get that hardware as cheap as possible.
Right.
And then if you do have a small fleet, there's some cost to us on the reporting.
Right.
We're trying to make that as low as possible. It's right now it's $5 per truck per driver. So
Okay. Again,
even if you have less than three trucks, completely free.
Okay. And because obviously you folks are going to have to put the work into it. If it becomes a larger fleet, that's above that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we've seen even as running our own trucking company, we're trying to make this as accessible as possible. To us, it's a way to, how do we enable the driver to be compliant? Simply learning from our own compliance experiences with the trucking company. We're running a company, trucking company, that's what we want zero fees for our software.
And you just hit on something. Starting your own company, 120 Trucking.
Yeah. Yep.
That was in an effort to better understand what it's like to go through it?
Absolutely. That's one effort. And then we also found some drivers are extremely passionate about 120. So they stepped up to the plate. They're the ones who wanted the truck wrapped.
Right.
So they wanted to be out there promoting 120. They truly believe that in our mission of helping drivers out.
Right.
Lisa's running the operation. She's the husband or the wife of Lee, who drives the truck.
Yeah.
And,
nice.
It's family, good, fun. It's trucking at its core.
What has that taught you? That process taught you at 120?
Well, the regulatory process is amazingly interesting,
mm-hmm.
To say the least. And there's barriers to entry to get into trucking that are fortunately very high,
right.
Even for an individual owner operator to pay the amounts to things like insurance. It's difficult.
Yeah.
And to grow what we are shocked at is that we're limited to growth by insurance. And to get to two trucks, the amount of scrupulation you go through in a new entrant is almost impossible.
Yeah. Wow.
So we worked directly with some large providers that didn't actually know how hard it was to grow. And we were able to work with some exceptions by showing them this is the life of a driver. And they actually use our application to advertise, but in exchange, we want them to go through the experience of what it's like to buy insurance.
Wow.
So we've been working with large providers using this community of drivers to go out and work with insurance providers better, just simply by learning.
What's next?
Well, I mean, the ELD has been very interesting. The trucking company is growing. The application, I mean, we'd love to have 500,000 drivers by the end of the year using the application.
The more drivers that have the input, the more leverage.
Correct.
The better it becomes for everyone involved.
Yeah. And in what our long-term vision is, how do we enable someone to plan a trip that is within the hours of service compliance, that they are able to save money along the way and continually to improve the life of the driver.
Could be a huge movement because you're basically, by working for the driver
mm-hmm.
and some of these smaller operations, and pulling them together, you're more than just an advocate. An advocate can give a voice, but you guys are bringing that change with the follow-up, as you mentioned.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, based on ratings or feedback that you guys are getting that's honest feedback.
Yeah.
This could be a real driver for the industry.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, today we sell a retail a tablet in retail stores, and we're watching the trends on how even the retail store is interesting in trucking.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 30% more to buy anything at a truck stop.
Right, right. So, would it be inaccurate to call this a positive protest?
Yeah, absolutely. It kind of highlights the bad things, but at the end of the day,
isn't it everybody coming together saying, look, this is this process is too tough and people need to be aware of it, or this costs too much and we need to be able to leverage together as a group?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of if you talk about what a protest is, I mean, ultimately the best protest would be some that brings about a positive change.
Correct. Yeah, and this is exactly where we're banding together. There's a power in a community, and it happens to be powered with an app that can bring that community.
Right.
We do believe we can inflict change.
Yeah.
Whether it's cheaper things at a gas or at a travel center, or if it's even us banding together to come to the FMCSA and say, let's look at the 14-hour day, and is that really what we should be doing?
Right.
Or maybe
right.
I should be pulling over when I'm tired.
Yeah, right.
And traditional advocacy groups aren't having the same power than they may used to. So how can we get a generation of driver that may be community and app driven to have change and influence?
Right.
120 is doing that.
Yeah. Great stuff. Love it. Ryan, thank you so much. If they want to get involved, where do they go?
Yeah, 120.com, O-N-E-20.com. We'll have absolutely everything you want. You can join us at truckthat.com, or you can join the Truck That Facebook community if you just want to highlight things that need to be changed on the road. And from there, it's all through 120.
All right, you got to come back and give us an update.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. I mean, last year there was nothing. This year,
here we are.
Here we are.
Wow, and in big numbers in just a matter of months, really.
Yeah, and actually, there's a ton more to come.
Yeah,
and we'd love to keep you updated on how it goes.
Wow, great stuff, Ryan.
Cool.
And we will talk again soon. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you.